everybody, and welcome to a Moo episode of Indie Film Cafe. I'm your old pal, the Moo Cal, a.k.a. Paul A. Presenza, and I am joined by my host,
Jonathan A. Moody. And happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And together, we are both joined by...
Maddie Deering. Am I supposed to say my name, Madeline
yes,
Deering?
Yes,
yes. Yes, you are. Madeline Deering.
Sorry, we should have told you that beforehand.
Oh, no, it's okay.
All right. And we have hopped up together to talk about a movie from 2004, although I guarantee you it was shot a decade before that because the whole thing looks so incredibly bad. But anyway, I digress.
No, I don't think so, actually.
I really, really do. But anyway... We talk about the 2004 Polonia Brothers epic film, Peter Rotten Tail, because who couldn't want to see a killer bunny film on Easter?
Exactly.
Exactly. Killer bunnies. Perfect.
Yep. Or at least what passes for a killer bunny movie when you spend $20 and a handful of dryer lint?
All right.
Yeah, we're going to have an interesting discussion about this one, folks. But it's okay. And we will be back to talk about this movie right after some
mood music.
I am hopped up on caffeine, baby. Woo!
Caffeine's the best.
I'm got just a regular decaffeinated tea. What Anna, did you see this before, my Indie Film Cafe mug?
I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, I got one too. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, that's what I got him for his Christmas present.
I would be using it, except I needed a bigger
Happy
one.
Happy Easter.
Thank you. I was asleep.
It's funny. We're talking about Christmas because it's literally about to be Christmas. But we're talking about this movie, Peter Rotten Tail, because it's going to be out. Back? And yeah, we're back.
We're back. Oh,
I guess we're back.
I guess we're back. All right. Yes, I can see the battle lines are drawing on this one. I had a feeling long before we got together, knowing that Madeline Deering was going to love this movie. I knew that in my bones. Moody, on the other hand, I was surprised you hadn't seen it. I just assumed you had seen this.
No, now here's the thing. I probably should have seen this because when I was watching it today for the first time, I was like thinking, oh man, this looks like Dead and Rotting and a lot of the, Feral Man from Brett Kelly. Looks like all those shot on mini DV movies that got me into like wanting to make film. You know, like those movies are what got me. And if I had seen this, it would have felt the same because it feels like a do it yourself indie, shot on video, fun
shot
fucking
in the
horror film.
Backyard with your friends and relatives.
Exactly. Which is the spirit of what I love. That is why I created like the Independent Corner to begin with,
And just like I'm sure Madeline Deering, I love me some Polonia Brother movies, Splatter Beach and Razor Teeth and a whole bunch of other ones, even some of the crappier ones, because they tend to be a lot of fun, even if they're cheap and ridiculous and silly. Oh. I tend to have a lot of fun watching this. This one, on the other hand, I had not much fun whatsoever. And I remember putting a pin in this one and saying, okay, I'm going to torment the hell out of some folks with this one later on. And it just got pushed down the list and pushed down the list along with a bunch of other movies. And then Moody was like, oh, we need to do this one because I think you were thinking about doing it. I'm like, whoa.
No. I wasn't thinking about doing it. But what happened was you were talking about how you wanted to do this for Easter.
Yes.
And I said, well, if you're going to do it, we got to do it like now because
I kept forgetting.
Yeah, you kept forgetting and stuff. And you said that every year you had forgot.
Every year.
Or whatever. So I said, if you got to do it, you got to do it now. Because like right now is the time, like in April. Like this is when we're getting all our April ones done.
Right.
So let's get this done. And then I said, Oh God, so it's Mondays is when you're going to be doing it. So Mondays are our indie film cafe day. And I was like, why don't we just put it out on Easter Sunday?
Which
Like,
makes sense.
yeah, I mean, one extra, a day early and give everybody a little prize, a little
Yeah.
present.
Now I will, go back and fix my statement in that I don't think I actually forgot. I think now that I got gone back and seen it again after a number of years, I think I just kind of suppressed it,
Yeah, try to forget about it.
So I'm gonna let you guys be the good cops and I'm gonna be the bad cop. So which one
It's
of you two would like to talk first about Peter Rotten Tail?
well, first I'd like to hear Maddie Deering's like this obviously wasn't your first time watching it,
Oh yeah.
and everything. You've seen it before. So like when was the first time you saw it and what was your initial thought?
It's kind of funny actually, because when I was in film school, so that was like 2009, 2010, whatever. Someone gave me this DVD, and it was a double feature of Peter Rotten Tail and Holla If I Kill You
Yep,
from
I got it.
Hunter S. Have you seen Holla If I Kill You?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is that like a Polonia
It's
Urban
another
movie or
Polanyi
something?
movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
another. And that was actually really before I had seen Splatter Farm, one of my favorite SOVs, like
Yeah. We
quite
were
a
just talking
few
about
years
that.
before. Yeah. So this was actually, it might have been one of the first Polanyi Brothers movies I saw, but yeah, like you said, John, it has that shot on video. It's, I assume it's shot on video. I can't say exactly what it's shot on.
I don't know either, but it did look like mini DV because I
Yeah.
used to have a mini DV camera and it looks like that. I mean, and plus it just gave me that feeling of it, which
Exactly.
I don't know if you guys like because I'm a little bit different than you two both, or whatever. But when I first started wanting to get into film was about 2004 and so I had started shooting little shorts in 2002. But like 2004, I got Make Your Own Damn Movie, the book. And
Oh
I fell
yeah.
in love with Chris
Same
Siever.
here.
I fell in love with Full Moon and Trenhaga and all of these people. And like, had I known about this movie and like rented it from Netflix or something back then, because, or watched, I think back then it probably got streamed on Netflix, I would have probably fallen in love with it. But yes.
I'm pretty sure you could have gotten it at a video store.
I've never seen a copy of it at my video stores, but I wouldn't be surprised if it were there maybe in the block. I never really went to Blockbuster, so but a lot of
Oh yeah,
Blockbuster
no.
movies carried Blockbusters actually carried these movies,
Yeah, I don't
Yeah,
know if
Blockbuster and their copy.
Blockbuster would
Yeah.
have had it.
No,
Hollywood
they
Video
had
had
the Brett Kelly
expensive.
movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Anyway, go ahead, Madeline, continue.
Columbia Brothers Feeders, I think, sold really well at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Because it was like an alien movie, if you guys have seen Feeders.
The Pride of Wellsboro, Pennsylvania.
Yes. But yeah, so I mean, I remember really enjoying it when I watched it. I think I didn't watch it right away. I watched it a little bit after, but yeah, and I mean, I usually actually try to watch for Easter. I just think it's a fun, stupid, turn your brain off, low budget movie. And I mean, I love the voice of the bunny. I think it's funny that yeah, exactly. I love the boing boing. It's fucking
Constant
hilarious when you
boing.
first turn it on and you see the credit boing boing. You know if you're gonna like it or hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that boing didn't like because Paul sent me a message going boing 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 boing. And I was just like, okay, there's gonna be he was like, there's a lot of boings in this movie. And I said, and I was like thinking to myself, is this gonna annoy me? And so when I start watching, I'm like, it feels like, I mean, this is their Jaws theme, boing, boing, boing,
Oh,
instead of,
God.
dun, 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 dun,
Boing,
dun.
boing.
It's constant. Not only is it constant, but, and that's just the sound effect. There is an actual theme, bit of like 30-second theme, which also is constantly playing, and it just it I just want to
I don't
stab
even
my
remember
eyes out.
that, honestly.
Stab
Yeah, I
my
remember
eyes out.
that constant theme.
I don't
Awful.
remember it, but I mean, I only watched it once, and I mean, you know,
I mean,
it didn't bother me.
when I saw this years ago, I didn't really know who the Polonia brothers were. I had seen Splatter Farm way before that. You know, I got a VHS copy that I rented from a mom-and-pop store because I saw the thing and it said Splatter Farm. Who the heck wouldn't want to see that? Checked it out, and my initial reaction was, that is got to be the cheapest, crappiest film I've ever seen, but it intrigues me because there's actually a lot of cool stuff in that film, and it was kind of fun.
It's still their best, Splatter Farm.
It's you know, 2 cents. I mean, it's crazy what they were able to accomplish with almost nothing.
Right.
So then years later, I saw this, not knowing they were the same. And if I had think if I had known it was the same, I would have been able to go back and say, oh yeah, Splatter Farm, this is another one in that series. This is why it's so cheap and awful. But it just, to me, it lacked a lot of the fun that, and then some of the subsequent movies, like especially Splatter Beach. That's one of my favorite
I
movies.
like Splatter Beach.
Yeah, and
That
it's got
sounds
the great
amazing.
soundtrack, and it's got all the stuff that I love that is absent in this film. It's just, you know, for example, you know, there's a point early on where the crappy musician, and he's my favorite part because he's so lousy and the kids are booing him. And I like how one of the Polonias is there playing the dad.
Oh,
And yeah, Mark is, I think.
yeah, and
At
the
least so.
kids are all booing him, and then he's like, no, not the cake, anything but the cake. And then he's walking out and he's like wiping his up, but there's nothing there. You couldn't have put some shaving cream or something on there, something, a little something. Dude, 5 cents worth. Come on. That kind of a lack of attention to detail just drove me nuts.
I mean, that stuff I kind of like. I think that's fun. I don't know.
I think it's
I think when they make a movie like this, as Maddie said, you got to just turn your brain off,
funny.
man. Like you can't be like nitpicky everything. Oh my God, look at the crap that they have in the back of the, you know, oh my God, this looks terrible. This place
Oh, this
that
was
they're
definitely
shooting
shot
at
Mark
looks
Polonia's
terrible.
mom's basement. There's no doubt about that.
But I'm just like, you can't look at that and like care. This was shot out of love of making movies, not shot for like attention to making a movie for attention to
Well,
detail.
the thing is that you're right, except that most of the time, if I'm having fun, I can easily forgive this kind of stuff. I'm just thinking about like a Rick Moe movie, like Hot Chicks Blast Uranus. There's a lot of
Oh,
silly
yeah.
stuff and those little Elmo dolls and things you could nitpick on. But I was having so much fun that I did not care one hoot about all that. I just was not having fun on this one.
Yeah, well, it's sad because I was having a blast. I
Yeah.
don't know. But I also like slashers. You hate slashers.
Well, I don't mind supernatural slashes, and this is as supernatural as you're gonna get. But it's ridiculous. He's killing people with carrots.
Yes! He's a rabbit!
It's Peter Rottentail. What the hell do you expect?
Right! Would you
Except
expect him
he's
to
got
just
a
kill people?
cleaver. He actually shows the cleaver. It
Yeah!
never gets bloody, of course,
Yeah,
but he's still killing
that
people with
actually
damn
cracked me up at one
carrots.
point. I was like, because
It's
it
like,
didn't, because he cut people and then he would put his cleaver back in
right,
and it
but
would just be clean as a whistle. And I
to
was
me,
just
that's a
like,
problem because if you pick the carrot, stick with the carrot. You know what I mean? That would have been
yeah, but that'd
cool.
be just boring if he just killed people with just carrots. That's it.
Why? Why would that be
Because
boring? Because you've seen it before?
no, but because it's just all. You know, the whole point of slashers is that usually people kill people with more than just one thing. If you watch the Friday the 13th, he didn't done was it Mrs. Voorhees doesn't kill everybody with just like a knife. She kills people with like bows and arrows, and then other stuff. Like she.
Yeah, and I've never been a big fan of that either
Well,
because
see, that's the thing.
you start it you, because then it's been you have to top it. It's like, okay, we did
Right.
this, now we got to top this, now we got to top this, now we got to top this.
Yeah, that's how
Exactly.
slashers are. You want different types of kills. You don't want the same bullshit over and over
Yeah,
again.
because if everything was a carrot, I think I would have been bored.
Except the thing is, the killer just wants them dead. He's not out getting style points. He's trying to kill people, and
It's
you
a
want to do it
movie.
the most effective way possible.
You're watching a movie right now about a guy in a fucking clown costume who came back from the dead.
And not
Yeah.
even a clown costume. It was a bunny suit with a tuxedo. And
Oh,
did you
why did I
notice?
say clown? I meant
You
bunny.
meant
Did you
bunny. I know
notice
you
the
meant.
holes in the hat before he'd even had the ears go through it?
I mean, I don't. I liked. See, I guarantee you, this movie was. I don't. I've not listened to commentary. I've not even looked any interviews up about this. But I guarantee you, Mark and John were like trying to think of their next idea, and they went to a store and saw the rabbit costume, and they were like, "Let's make an Easter slasher." There
Yeah.
hasn't been enough Easter. There hasn't been an Easter at that point in 2004. I don't think there was an Easter slasher, unless there was one. Or something, you know? So they were like, let's make an Easter slasher. And then that's what they did. They created this Peter Rottentail. You know, there's a 2016 movie that's also
Rotten
called
Tail.
Rottentail.
Yeah, I
And
remember.
I'm like, I'm kind of mad about that because I'm like, are you stealing from, Peter? That's the naughty, don't do that,
He's
because
gonna
this is,
fuck you
this is.
up. I
I liked his voice too, like Maddie
love
said.
this voice.
I
I
and his
don't know
voice
which
was
Polonia did
John.
it.
John Polonia did
It
the
was
voice.
John? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw
Yeah.
John. Wasn't
He
it
was
John in the
actually, I
costume?
think he even played the bunny in the suit and
That's what I
everything.
thought, yeah.
Yeah, so he just did the voice too. And his voice was just so silly and goofy and fun. It was a wannabe Freddy Krueger, All he just didn't have the one-liners necessarily. He didn't kill people and
Yes, he had them. They just weren't very good.
He had a couple. He had a couple. Like I think he said something about,
Now to get some tail. Yeah,
I
I
got some
remember.
pellets
Right.
for
Yeah.
you, or something.
Yeah. Well, and even that, it would have been okay if there had been a little bit more of that. But we spent a lot of time with those two doofuses, those two brotards.
See, that's what you didn't like. You didn't like
That
those
I really
characters,
didn't like.
which can kill your viewing of any of these movies. As if you don't like the first two main characters. They didn't bother me. They were just a means to an end, really, to me.
I thought they were fun.
Yeah, I liked the guy who played Jimmy, I think it was his name.
I forget
James
it.
Jimmy. And he was the like the sensible one,
Yeah,
the one that he was really after. And
they're
then
both veterans of the Polonia Brothers stuff. I think one of them shit, is probably still working with them even now.
actually, the guy who was it the plumber, or whatever? He is Ken Van Sant, who was in Sharkenstein and
Okay, yeah.
all of his movies. So I love him actually, and I thought
That
he was hilarious. He was, all he wanted was fucking weed.
is kind of cool. I mean, I do like when these independent director folks have their little stable of folks that they work with, whether they're professionals or not, it doesn't matter. They know they can count on them. They can throw any kind of ridiculous nonsense in there. These guys are the first to sign up and say, "Sure, let's do it." That's
Yep,
always fun.
now it's like Jeff Kirkendall and Tim Hatch and that
Yep.
crew, and I love that
And
crew.
dude, Ron Bunk, I believe, is the producer in this one. I couldn't
Yeah,
believe that.
that's
I didn't
what
know.
No.
I did not know that he was working with them so early.
Oh,
Oh, he's been working with them for a long time.
Yeah,
Okay. I did
SRS has
not know
put
that.
out like so much of Mark's stuff. I mean, they're still
Oh.
working today.
Yeah.
Constantly. I love that. And it's funny, like we can talk, mad about it, but I love that he produced this movie. He gave mu I guess he gave some money, something to it. Probably,
Not enough.
paid for the costume and stuff and things like that, but feed the crew and
Okay, so Madeline, do you think you can maybe summarize what happens in Peter Rottentail for the joy and education of our folks in the audience who have no idea what we're yammering about?
what this failed magician, he goes to a kid's party. He's just about had it, and everyone, you know, all the kids are making fun of him and stuff. And this weird dude gave him this like weird potion and said, you know, you want to see some real magic, like black magic, blah blah.
This is so, the fake Jamaican,
yeah,
Rasta,
which
guy.
Was also John Polonia, by the way.
Yes,
so, that I didn't realize actually.
Yeah,
which Mon.
I mean, Lila wouldn't want to see that, you know, the fake.
No,
Jamaican
that was cringy,
stuff.
Dude.
Yeah, it was a little cringy to hear him do that, but you know, whatever. Anyway, keep going, Madeline.
So the, you know, failed magician drinks the potion and nothing really happens. And then he starts to go a little bit crazy and decides to kill himself, his final trick, he said. And then how many years later, some two idiots are going in a basement and they find this book, read a passage, you know, like in anything. And then Peter Rantel comes back and starts killing spree and tries to find, you know, the ones who were making fun of him when he, before he killed himself, which was our main guy. The sensible one.
The sensible one, yeah.
Right.
So he's killing all the people who were at that birthday party who were mocking.
Among other people.
There wasn't much people, I guess, you know, like, I only remember like three people really being there.
Guy at the phone booth who said, yeah, I'm at work.
yeah, there's a couple like people or whatever. I mean, you know, he'll just go up and just start killing, you know,
and
whoever.
It looked initially like he was going to go kill the cute chick, the one who has the stuffed cow pillow.
Yeah.
You love
but
the cow pillow.
Doesn't. Oh, I love, she was the beating heart of this movie. I love the girl. I love the pillow. And I love the fact that not only did he not kill her, but he provides, I'm just going to say without spoiling it.
Well, spoil it.
The possibility for a Peter Rottentail 2, which never happened, by the way, because not even the
blokes dead
could resurrect this. But I mean, I guess you never say never. Mark Polonia might still do it. You never know.
Well, he did do Return to Splatter Beach, so
yes,
you know.
He did. Yes, he
Splatter
did.
Farm.
Splatter Farm, was it Splatter Farm? But that was Splatter Beach. Okay,
Return.
Splatter Farm then. Yeah, Return to Splatter Farm. So
well, maybe he's going to do Splatter Bunny, Splatter Rotten Tail.
I would be okay with that. You know?
I would be okay with it too. Just use the same costume.
Yep.
Oh God, that costume is gone, man. The moths have eaten that thing.
You need. Besides, well, I mean, you could find another. There was
He's got a little bit more money now. Did you notice it was mismatched and had patches? And like there was the part of the hands were black, and there were other parts.
That was wonderful.
Oh my God, that was like, oh God.
But like he was supposed to be back from the dead.
Yeah.
So that makes sense for it to be disgusting looking and stuff. Like
I wouldn't say disgusting. It looked cheap.
I know. It worked for it, you know, where. Is some of it look black or whatever. So
I don't think he's supposed to be a zombie. He's supposed to be like a demon.
Yeah, that he even says he's a demon at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love how he, like, the guy was talking to him, and he was like, don't you hate being this thing, you know, or whatever. He's like, I love being Peter Rottentail. Like, people actually are scared of me now, you know. Nobody,
and I can't imagine why.
Well, I don't know.
I think most of even his victims are kind of like, you know, thinking he looks ridiculous and are not afraid of him.
Yeah, definitely. They're all like, hey, get away from me. What are you doing?
I mean, shit, the girl, what is her reaction? She like immediately grabs him and drags him into the room. He's like, oh, beggars can't be choosers.
She's so desperate.
She was pretty desperate.
I have never seen desperation on a level like that before.
I loved how she thought those two guys were gay.
Yeah,
you know?
That running joke makes me laugh, especially when he gets in the car and he realizes he's like, oh, not again.
Yeah, that cracked me up.
A little bit of a cringy moment for me, too.
Why was that? That's not a cringy moment at all.
Just because the whole joke is the idea, oh, my God, they think I'm gay. That's supposed to be funny. That's not necessarily funny
That
then.
wasn't funny back in 2004, you know. Nowadays they can't make that joke necessarily
No.
without people getting all offended that, you know, how dare people say that, you know. But like, I swear to God, Dustin Hubbard would laugh at that because, yeah, those guys aren't, obviously aren't, they don't look gay, you know. But the girl just automatically assumes they are because they're talking to each other. It's just kind of
Right,
funny.
exactly, because there's
It's
two guys
funny.
talking to each other, therefore they must be gay. I'm like, what?
I don't know. It's just that girl's mentality, you know. But then apparently it's happened before, so our guy, I guess, gives off some kind of gaydar to, like, you know, I don't know.
Well, maybe she went in and took a peek into what has to be Mama Polonia's house and saw that hideous, hideous, hideous avocado-colored rug. I've cringed so badly I thought my head was gonna explode.
Jesus.
That was circa 1961.
That things that bother you so
I
much.
know. I
I
was
know.
actually just talking to Jackie Hall about that today because I was like, Paul goes crazy about the boing, boing, boing. And Jackie was just like, the things bother Paul way too much, like little things.
And I can't help it. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, I pick up things peripherally in the background and weird things, and that people are not like you guys don't even notice. And I to me, it's like, I can't help
But
it. I can't turn it off.
even if we did notice, I don't think a green avocado rug would bother us. It's
I
a
have to
rug.
rewind it and look at this green avocado rug.
I know, like, but even if I saw it, I guarantee you, because most of the time when I watch a movie with Paul, he points something out, I'm like, why does that bother you? You
Yeah, I
know?
don't know. It's part of my pathology, I guess. Now, if the bunny had been a green avocado bunny as a demon, that would have been cool.
But not the rug.
Not
Yeah, but
the
not the rug. He
rug.
can't. What if he wore the rug, like on his
I mean,
head?
shit. He could have made a bunny suit out of the rug. I mean, it
Jesus.
was that cheesy and bad.
Oh Lord, Paul. I don't know what we're gonna do with you because you complain about these things. I don't understand it. Like, I don't care. Like, I watch the movie for fun and I enjoy it. You know, I don't nitpick these things. You know, like if something stood out to me that bothered me, it would probably just be like it's bad writing, you know, and stuff. And there is probably some terrible writing in this movie. However, the thing with it is it's low budget. It's Mark and John having fun,
Very
you
low
know,
budget.
with their friends making a movie. Like, you talk about wanting to make movies, you know, all the time out here. Like, we could have fun. We can just shoot, you know, blah, blah, blah.
What it's all about.
That's what it's all about, you
Oh, I
know?
know. I
What?
totally
And this is the
understand.
spirit of what Indie Film Cafe should be about. And that's why I'm like, when you were telling me you just hate this movie, I'm just like, oh man, why? This is the
I just, to
spirit.
me, a little more effort, and especially with some of the details, would have gone a long way. What can I say?
Also, I think you.
Especially because I like so many other of the Polonia Brothers movies where they did put a little bit more effort into it. Even though a lot of them are just as cheap and just as silly and ridiculous, I
Yeah.
had a lot more fun with those movies. I just didn't have that fun with this. And so it was much harder for me to forgive some of the stuff that normally I just would not care about.
Yeah. No, I get that. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. I liked it a lot. I don't, it is hard, you know, and I think if we were watching it together, I'd just be staring at you going, why?
And to
You
me,
know.
I get Madeline Deary. I mean, I understand. I knew as soon as you picked that she was going to love this. You, on
Yeah.
the other hand, how you can look at Barn of the Blood Llama and complain about that? Barn of the Blood Llama was a better movie than this. I am sorry.
No, hell no. Watch
Absolutely.
hell no. Not in my mind.
You haven't seen Barn of the Blood Llama?
No.
Oh
Oh
my
God.
God, you got
You would
to.
probably love it, you know. And I hated it, you
He
know.
did. He hated. Now,
And
I get hating Actium Maximus. That's hate-worthy.
oh, Actium Maximus is terrible. One of the worst movies ever.
Wow,
See?
we picked a movie all three of us hate.
Yes. I only gave it a 9.5 because he showed it to me in the beginning of the second season. I did not think he would show me a 10. So I was like thinking this can't be that bad.
He knows
And
better
then
now.
now, yeah. That's one of my deepest regrets in this thing is giving that a 9.5. There's a couple I gave early on that I would look back on, and I think I gave Roller Gator a higher stink number than I should have, because Roller Gator was a lot.
I
Like
love
Roller
it.
Gator is a movie I could watch over and over again. I don't know if you've seen
Oh
that one,
God, yes.
Madeline.
I love Roller Gator.
Have you
That's
seen that one,
great.
Madeline?
Oh yeah,
Oh
I
yeah,
have it.
so it's a classic. So I love that one. Barn of the Blood Llama you can only get from the director, and I have no interest in contacting that guy and trying to get a. I think I was friends with them on Facebook. I don't know if I still am or not.
Think there's a 25-year anniversary issue out there. I'm gonna
Well,
have
shouldn't
to
it be
try to
more
pick up
by
on that.
now?
Mama loves her llamas. Mama loves her llamas.
I need to
See,
watch. I'm
I
intrigued.
think you would love that. Especially if you love pure Rotten Tail, you know, like
And if
this
you
or
love Texas, it is one big, fat, weird slice of Texas.
I don't know.
What's his face is in it? The writer, the horror writer.
Oh
God, my
yeah, but wasn't that like
work.
all in like
Clive Barker.
Clive Barker, but like
What?
wasn't that at a horror
Yeah, it
convention?
was at a horror convention. They ran up to him with a card saying, "Please say these lines and let us record you saying it." And he was shrugged and said, "Okay." And he just read it off, you know. Yeah, and they put it in the film.
Put in the
That's
beginning.
wonderful. That makes me want to see it even more now.
Yeah. It's to me it's terrible, but Actium Maximus is terrible. Blood Predator is
But
terrible.
you see where I'm going, where the same thing, the same argument you can make with Barn of the Blood Llama, you can make with Peter Rottentail. But
No.
if you are not having fun, if it's just not working on you, then you notice all these other things and they bug you a whole lot more.
Well, no.
And
It wasn't working for me, but I wasn't, I don't remember anything specific that, like, you know, whatever. I just thought the movie was just
well, it switches from
terrible.
color to black and white, not really for a whole lot of reason, just because the character, I mean, the sound is really bad. Everything is dubbed in, and yeah, there are definitely production problems and issues, some of which were done by choice, just because they didn't have a budget. But I don't know. It's like to me, it just seemed to work, and so I kind of forgave it. I just couldn't forgive it in this case. And so that's what I'm saying, Moody. I think in that movie, you just weren't able to forgive it because it's the same spirit of independent filmmaking, but you could for Peter Rottentail.
Well, I think also it comes down to the director. You know, I think the director of Barn of the Blood Llama should not be directing movies. That kind of thing. Because I just think
Well,
he was a terrible director. And I think Mark and John have had already done a bunch of movies
right,
beforehand.
they at
And they
least
had
had
the
experience
experience.
by
And
then.
they did, I thought they did a fantastic job with the direction of this film.
The direction was actually pretty good. That's probably the best part of the film, in my opinion.
Yeah. So I think that's a lot of why I will forgive a lot of these things and I'll enjoy it because I feel like I'm in safe hands, you know, as opposed to a
So
director who's new, is I don't maybe a director of one other movie, but like Barn of the Blood Llama was just so you know.
well, let me mention a couple of the things that I did like about
Oh,
this
you did
film.
like some stuff. All
So
right.
I love the cow pillow, and
Yes, I saw that.
the
The first thing I said was, how can he not give it like an extra like negative point for
Abby.
that?
Abby was a cute person. I like the actress. I love the fact that she had her cow pillow. I liked the scene where Peter Rottentail is tormenting them with that ridiculous little wind up Jack in the Box thingy.
For
And then it
some
pops
reason, I
out.
did not like that.
You
You
didn't
know,
like that?
no, I'm saying for some reason, those characters. Like the main guy Jimmy or whatever,
Yeah.
like was scared of being like
Just
tormented by this.
terrified.
Yeah, he was
I mean,
terrified of the Jack in the
I
Box.
was slightly annoyed by it because, you know, he hears it and then he's like running around outside for what house? It's not doing anything. It's it's it doesn't there's no reason for you other than that script demands you to, but it looked good, and it was silly and ridiculous enough that it was actually kind of fun. That was one of the little fun moments that I liked about it. And then I liked the carrots. When he would kill him with the carrots, I was okay with it. The cleaver was just, that's been done a billion times. You don't see people get killed by carrots, especially the one where he throws the carrot and it goes right into the guy's head. That was a cool moment. I dug that.
Hey guys, my internet's acting funny. Have you guys noticed that?
I notice
Nope.
slagging, lagging a little bit, but not
Yeah.
you.
I'm thinking because it's about the, for some reason 9 something, almost 10 o'clock, it starts doing this. So
Weird. All
I'll hold on 1 second, I'm gonna pause this real quick. I'm gonna check my internet, okay?
right.
1 second. Okay.
Okay, so Madeline, what specific things or scenes or whatever of the film did you it really tickled your pink? Let's put it that way.
Well, I have always had a thing where I love magicians. So I think that whole thing about the magician, I like the opening, at the birthday party. I kind of like that whole storyline about it. I think that's fun. I thought the two main characters were fun, and I think it's funny they're talking about, cleaning this the house or whatever, and they're like, oh yeah, let's get drunk and hire a bunch of kids to do it, which I guess they never did. So I don't know. I thought I thought the main characters were fun. I did. I liked the rabbit. I thought the suit was funny, like I said. I like his voice a lot, and I think it kind of reminds me of something like Nail Gun Massacre, which is one of my all-time favorites. Like the kind of like which is kind of what we tried to do in Spirit Animal, have like the echoey voice. It almost kind of reminds me of something silly like that, and like stuff like that. The kills were fun. I just think the characters overall, like, it's basically just watching a bunch of idiots get killed.
Right.
Oh,
I
yeah.
agree
Like
with you on
I
that.
said, that guy at the payphone, like, oh yeah, I'm at work. I'm at work, and the killer, the bunny coming up to him. It's got a lot of fun to it. It definitely just worked for me. And can we also talk about that strip club the guy
Oh,
goes to that was
God.
somebody's basement?
It was somebody's basement. That was Mark Polonia's basement.
That shit cracked me up. He's like sitting there, and I'm like, there is no way this fucking strip club.
I mean, I think back to Gettyvan, where Gettyvan had a shitty looking strip club there, and that even looked much, much better than this one.
I would agree with you there. And what is it? Would you say this is the saddest strip club we've ever seen on any film cafe?
It doesn't
You know?
even qualify as a strip club.
Oh, there's not even a stripper coming up to him like anything. He's
No,
just sitting there. It's hilarious.
it's a corner of his basement with a pinball machine,
That's what I thought. There was a pinball machine.
and his brother is off camera waving the flashlight.
Yeah,
I mean, that type of stupid stuff makes me laugh, and I love it.
well, there you go. I know, I agree with you, Maddie, because I think a lot of what you said was what I enjoyed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, period. I enjoy the campiness of slashers. First of all, slashers is my favorite subgenre of horror. Like, no doubt, you know, and Paul knows this. You know,
Yeah, right.
this is no secret. I think you know this probably by now,
Yeah.
Maddie. Like, it's no secret. I mean, when we watch Axe Giant, come on, I'm just like having a blast. You know, I love that kind of stuff, you
But,
know?
like I've said, there are differences when it's just a regular Joe Schmo who's just a normal person running around killing people and everybody's too stupid to figure out who it is, versus a supernatural slasher where it doesn't really matter because it's supernatural, so you can get away with that sort of thing. I
Yeah.
tend to like the supernatural ones. So initially when I first saw it, I guess maybe that's part of it too, is that I wanted to like this more. I wanted it because it's a supernatural slasher and because it's a bunny killing people. I just
Right.
wanted more. And I just didn't get it. I just did not get
Well,
it.
I mean, what you probably would have liked is if Peter Rottentail had more carrots, had more silly bunny ways of killing people, right? Like if he hopped and like hopped on top of your face or
Oh,
something,
if he
crushed your
boinged
face.
someone to death, because they had that one fight, so they kind of went a little bit like that.
So I kind of agree that it would have been more fun. But I mean, honestly, it's just called Peter Rottentail. It's just silly. And I will forgive a slasher. Like the one thing we like earlier this year, we watched Shredder, which was like
Oh.
and we were kind of bored by it, honestly. And I
Really?
thought
I love Shredder.
I always thought it was a lot more fun than it was, but I might have to rewatch it again at some point. But I thought it wasn't as fun as I remembered it, but it was a person in a, ski costume, and everything, killing people. Like it was a normal person. They weren't supernatural. They weren't whatever. And so that bothered Paul because it's just like it's a whodunit. It's very Scream.
But it's funny because that's the kind of thing that, as I'm sure you, since you're both filmmakers, that you can't really control. You can't really control people's reactions. You can make it in a way that it is fun, or at least comes off as fun, but your audience isn't necessarily going to pick that up. And Shredder is one thing, but then you go back to like the janitor. The janitor is the same thing. It's a slasher, but he's not a supernatural slasher in any kind of way. But I had fun with the janitor. I
I
enjoyed
love the
that.
janitor as well.
I really enjoyed that. Even though
It's
Joe did
really
not really get it.
underrated.
Joe Turk didn't like the I didn't
So it
like the
wasn't,
tone of
right,
it
it wasn't
necessarily.
fun to him. So that, and so people are gonna have different reactions. I mean, that's kind of what this show is
I
about. So
know, and
he,
you know what? I mean, I think honestly, because you mentioned this to me earlier, Paul, you thought you could torture two people with this movie. And so when
Yes.
you and they all agree with you and say this was a terrible movie, and some people will. I guarantee you
Most
Gary
people.
probably will,
Oh yeah, Curtis too.
Jen, you said probably might, people like that who this isn't their cup of tea, and everything. But then you're gonna get people like me and Maddie who this is our cup of tea. This is literally our favorite cup of tea,
I'm thinking of that scene in Double D Avenger where Al Purplewood, our good friend G. Larry Butler, takes his three, because his three strippers, naughty strippers, have failed in killing, the heroine. He spanks them, and the first two he spanks are like, ow, 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 and then he spanks the last chick, and she's like, ooh, and she likes it. And the look on his face was such horror, disappointment, and grotesqueness. I'm like, that's me right now.
Yeah, because you're just like we loved it. We got spanked and we loved it. That was the thing, and it because it wasn't because like once again it's our kind of movie. When I was watching, I had a completely different feeling than what Maddie had and what you had, and it's because once again it just harkens back to the reasons why. I got into filmmaking and wanting to become a filmmaker.
Well, and then another thing too, I'm willing to bet that if all three of us had been in the same room and we were eating pizza and watching this ridiculous movie at the same time, I probably would have had a little bit more fun because I would have been able to pick up on the you guys having fun. And you know what I mean? It's kind of infectious when that
Definitely.
happens.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think when you watch a movie by yourself, because this is a movie I could watch by myself. This is not a movie you want to watch by yourself, Paul. You don't want to watch this
Yeah,
by
well,
yourself, but.
and it's another thing. It's like, you can't control that as a filmmaker. You gotta hope that you're playing in front of a big audience on a big screen, but we all know odds are you're gonna sell it, singly on a disc, and one person, maybe two, is gonna watch it. You can't guarantee it, but you gotta hope that there are a group of people watching because it's so much different, a different experience when you're watching with a group.
Well, you also can't please everybody,
True.
and so there are going to be movies that like Mark makes or Ron Bonk makes or everybody else, all Chris Seaver makes, that We'll love almost every Chris Seaver movie ever made, but just Jen won't. She didn't like Ski Wolf. She didn't like that. Like, some
Well,
movies are not made for her certain people.
and that's
Exactly.
where a lot of, especially veteran indie filmmakers, understand, and the new ones generally don't. And they'll get like super pissed off if you don't like their film. Whereas I very much doubt the Polonies give a shit who likes or doesn't like this movie. They've made however many, they've made a ton of them.
They get paid for it, this is a job for them, so like Mark makes a movie, he puts it out. If people like it, great. If people hate on it, then also great,
Yeah,
because
it's not like
like
this is his baby that he's been crafting and sweating blood, sweat, and tears over for 20 years.
right, this is something he made in the backyard with his friends. They put it out back in the early 2000s. It got enough. Now it's on Tubi for everybody to see. That might be like, hey, I want to see a Easter bunny movie, and they find Peter Rottentail, and I hope they're doing really well on Tubi, because I know Tubi pays pretty well,
That's what I've heard, yeah.
So
Yeah, I wish I had had more fun with it. I really do. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I had more fun with the monkey puppet movie. That was so much more fun.
Oh yeah, the monkeys. Yeah, I mean that's it just depends on what it is,
But then, I have a built-in, as soon as you do weird puppets, I'm immediately gonna love it. So,
exactly.
like how
So,
Madeline's with sharks, I'm the same
oh
way with
yeah,
puppets.
puppets. If it were a puppet bunny movie,
Yes.
like
A
you would be
puppet
all for it.
bunny would have been awesome.
Yeah, so you would have been all for it, and you would have probably forgave a lot more stuff, and that's completely fine. It's just me, I can forgive a lot of stuff because I understand limitations, and I understand like low budget and do it yourself. And once again, this gave me that feeling, like watching it for the first time, right? Watching it on Tubi, I was just like, I don't know why I hadn't seen this, like,
Have you seen Splatter Farm,
no,
Rudy? Yeah, you
no.
got to see
Okay,
that
you
one.
need to watch Splatter Farm, one of the greatest
Yeah.
shot video movies of all time.
I gotta see that. I don't know. Is it I don't think it's available on Tubi or anything.
It is
I
an
don't
achievement because
think that
it's
is.
even cheaper and in many ways crappier than this. And yet, at the same time, that movie will show everybody, especially any budding filmmaker out there, what you can do with practically nothing.
Oh, yeah.
They made
They
this movie
think
with
outside the
dirt.
box.
Yeah, they had to. They made this movie on dirt, basically.
Right, for sure. So,
And
yeah, I
they
agree.
did a pretty good job with it too, in my opinion.
It's amazing.
We'll do it on an indie film cafe at some point. So maybe we'll have Madeline
Not
come back
this
for that.
season because we just
No,
missed it,
not this
but.
season. And I want to do Razor Teeth too, because that, I think it either came right before this or right after that.
It
But
was
it's
on
out.
IMDb, it's after,
It's
but
after. Okay. A lot of the same actors are in there, and I had a lot more fun with that one.
yeah, and you know what? That's another thing of like the Polonies are really good at like shark slash piranha slash whatever, kind of movies, and so good for them. Like I'm sad that John's no longer with us, and I'm But I loved him as Peter Rottentail. If somebody else took over, it'd be cool to have a Peter Rottentail too.
Well, maybe. I'm sorry, madam. What were you saying?
I wish they'd make a
Yeah,
sequel.
but maybe that's why that it was never pursued, because maybe he felt that it was John's character or John's thing.
Maybe, or just they have a million other projects that they do
They
every
do.
day. Like they're. Mark Polonia is making a movie probably right now.
Or odds are Mark Polony looked back and said, "Yeah, that was crap. I've got but much better things to work on."
Or he's just like more shitty Camp Blood movies.
Oh God. Please just stop with those. Like I know one just got made, a new 666 part two or whatever, and I know the people who make it and I love them. But I'm like, oh God,
What if there's a Camp Blood movie where Peter Rottentail pops in?
There we go. We got it.
There we go. There we go. Camp Blood versus Peter Rottentail.
Camp Blood, the bunny trail.
I'd watch that.
I would.
You know, I'd actually, you know, because I haven't watched a Camp Blood movie in forever, since like the third one. No, like the third Red Sykes one. You know, like I've only watched those three. I have not watched, I changed my mind. I watched 666. Wait, is it 666? It was the one
with the cult.
It was the one with Tina Kraus. Is that seven?
Oh, nice. I think that's the one I have.
Yeah, it's the one you have. And I think that might be 666. But it's the one, I don't think Mark Polonia did it. I forgot who did it. But I know Tina Kraus was in it. That's all
I
remember.
Dustin Mills?
No, not Dustin Ferguson. No.
No, Dustin
he did. Mills. He did 4 and 5, and I will not watch those at all. You know,
they're not bad.
Yeah, I remember I was going to buy 5, and you were like, no, buy this one instead.
Yeah, buy 6, because it was more fun. It's a lot. It was. I remember seeing it on maybe Tubi or something, or one of those things, and going, it's actually pretty decent. You know.
Yeah, they've been. Hit or miss. I've seen
Yeah,
them all.
We are going to do Camp Blood, probably the first Camp Blood at some point on Indie Film Cafe.
Or, you know what, Madeline? Maybe you could write a little email to Mark Polonia and say, I have this idea, Bunny Shark. And Peter Rottentail could come back from the dead as a shark demon, a shark, half bunny.
See, that's a great idea. I'd watch the hell out of that. Why not?
He would probably do it if you paid him, to do it. You know, he'd probably be like, oh, sure, why not?
You know me, Moody. I'm all about ideas. I just can't follow through on any of them.
Yeah, well, no, it's not a matter of following through. It's a matter of just sitting down and having time to do something.
Scratching the money together to do it.
Yeah, you've got a real job, you know, 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. I got time to write. And that's about it right now. No pun intended. Right now.
Bunny Shark would work.
Yeah, Bunny Shark. I would like that. You know, nobody's made a Bunny Shark movie, you know, period.
Not yet.
You could have
Madeline's like, gears are turning for
you could
her
have the shark going boing, boing, boing as it's swimming around, too.
Boing.
Just talk to John Ward. He'll make you a poster.
There you go. Yeah, he made the Mummy Shark one for me.
He made the Mummy Shark one. So there was one, they were going to do a thought about doing a mummy shark, but.
Mummy shark would have been fun.
What?
That's what I said.
And of course, we give it to John, and he is not going to do anything with it.
Yeah, I need to find some like rich billionaire who's got nothing else better to do with their money than to make ridiculous movies, and I could just sit there and feed them every ridiculous idea. And they'd be like, yeah, let's make it. And I can hire all my friends to direct all these ridiculous movies and pay them.
That would be amazing, but
that would be amazing.
The problem is there aren't crazy rich people, because rich people like to make sure that they know where they're, you know, what they're spending their money on, and they don't throw money away, and they're very stingy.
I have this fantasy where somebody, I don't know how, but they give me $1 million and they say, you can put this towards your movies. And I take $100,000 and I go to my 10 friends to make movies. And I say, here's $100,000. Make whatever movie you can for $100,000. I don't care what it is, as long as it's your movie. And we are going to put it out and do a 50-50 split on all the proceeds. I would love that.
Sounds good to me. All right. Well, I think it's about that time, Paul. Looking at the clock.
The stinkometer. Here we
go. Yes.
This is
so wait, is there anything else? Did we leave anything else out of this discussion? Do you guys think? Maddie, did we leave anything that you wanted to make sure got discussed?
Not that I can think of. I just want to talk about that sad excuse for a strip club.
It was the saddest strip club ever.
Because that scene makes me laugh so hard.
It's a strip corner. It's not even a club.
Let's go to the strip corner. You know, in the strip mall. All right. Or ball in somebody's basement. mom's basement or
And
whatever.
we, I didn't even mention the vintage 1993, 1994 phones that they were using. That was one of the reasons why I'm like, man, this was shot in like 94, 95,
No,
not
I don't think it
2004.
was, but I think they still had those phones around. I think it was shot in 2000 because, A, he does not sit on any of his films. He gets his films made in like a couple months, you know? Like he's very good at that, you know? So yeah, I don't think he was ever sitting around. But also the mini DV look, I'll show you one day, Paul. We'll do the Feral Man. Brett Kelly's movie looks just the same as this, you know, sh
Well,
shot on video.
maybe one day we'll be lucky and we can get Mark Polonia on our spotlight show and we can talk to him about some of his movies and maybe we can bring up Peter Rottentail.
I've tried, but every single time he's like, wait until my next four movies are finished. And
That sounds so right.
yeah, so I'm just like, okay, that's not gonna happen, is it?
He's a very busy guy, I think.
Because you know what? I was talking to Ron Bonk about something, and he was like, yeah, Mark's, you know, busy with, you know, my next, you know, whatever amount of, you know what I mean? Like, they just,
Well,
if it's not Wild Eye that's funding him and making these silly shark movies, it's Ron Bonk having him do
and
his
there you
stuff.
go. Ron Bonk was the producer. We could talk to Ron Bonk about the movie too.
Ron Bonk has no time. He's producing a million movies. Like if he's
Ron.
not producing, like no, I want to. I want to at some point if I can get him. That would be
Yeah.
great. But literally getting him on the show is like getting Mark on the show. If I could get both of those guys together, that would be a double whammy right
Oh,
there.
that would be awesome.
That would be the craziest show ever. But no, it's really difficult these days,
I
you
hear
know.
you. I hear you.
And I love that they're constantly making movies because I constantly want to watch them. You know, like
Same.
and that's the funny thing, because when you picked this movie and I was like, oh man, it's a Mark Polonia movie, you know, I was like, I really hope I don't hate it. Then you said the stuff that you hated, and I was like, oh God, I had low expectations going in. I was very happy I
I mean, you liked Sharkenstein, didn't you?
I'm not I like this better than Sharkenstein.
I like this.
You know, yeah. This movie was fun. So, anyway, go ahead with the stinkometer. I think we're there right now.
Yeah, so we use the stinkometer to rate our film where we get our three reviewers and they give a score from 1 to 10, by which the lower the score, the least amount of stink. If it's a 5 or 6, it's kind of in the middle, maybe kind of meh. And if it's a 10, it's a big fat steaming pile of stink. But even though some of us love that, it also means that the movie actually has a lot of problems. So it's not just stinky, it's poorly made. Okay. And then we total up our score and then we see where that movie fits for the whole season and where it sits in the ladder of stink. If it gets up to stinky heaven, I don't think this movie's going to make stinky heaven, lads. I just don't think it's going to happen.
No. And you know what's funny is you did think that originally yourself. Because when
Yes.
you sent me the message, the first thing you said was, this is a 10 plus, 10 plus. Now, I think
Well,
you've changed your mind.
I think it always was a long shot because I don't think people, I knew people weren't going to have quite the negative reaction that I did. I just didn't know that everybody, I didn't know you were going to recruit Madeline Deering on your team, Team
Well, no, because
Moody,
I'm
to
originally.
beat up poor Team Moo Cow.
Look, if this were that, if this were as bad as I thought it might be because of how you were warning me, I would have agreed with you and I would have said that. I would be honest, you know, about my feelings. Like, I love Mark to death, but I would
You
say, oh,
know,
this was
he
not the best
loved
thing that he's
Bud
ever
the
done.
Chud, so I should have seen it coming.
I do like Bud the Chud, you know. Madeline, do you like Bud the Chud or no?
Course I like Bud the
See? You know,
Chud.
that's, I mean, you know what? We should have gotten Jeremiah Morehouse. Maybe he would have agreed with you on this, but we got Madeline
Okay,
and
which one of you guys wants to talk about or give their scores first? Because you know what I'm going to give it.
actually, I want to hear Madeline, then I want to hear you, and then I'll give
Okay.
mine. So, Madeline, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I guess I'll give it a 3.
Ah, yes, I knew you were going to go that low.
Actually, I'm surprised.
I don't really have much bad to say about it. It's fun. This is a great, I can turn my brain off, watch it anytime type of movie. I watch it every, you know, around every Easter. If I'm having a bad day or I want to do some writing, I can put this as a good background movie. It's a fun movie and I love it.
Okay. That's fair. That makes sense. What about you, Paul?
All right. So, yeah, my first reaction, and this is like the original reaction, I hated it. This is years ago when I first saw it. Rewatching it, I still hated it. Talking about it has probably brought me back from the edge. I'm no longer going to give it a 10 plus. I'm probably not going to give it a 10 either. I think you managed to talk me down to a 9, but I cannot give this movie anything lower.
There's three things that saved this movie from Paul. It was the direction that Mark Polonia and John Polonia did that was decent. It was like there was no real problem. Like there were no, I don't think there were any continuity errors except for the blood on the cleavers and stuff. And maybe that was because it was a rental or something and they couldn't get blood.
A rental cleaver.
Yeah, you know, like something like that. Like, you know, whatever, right?
Ajax rent a cleaver.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's got to be. There's got to be a reason.
It's his mom's cleaver.
It's his mom's cleaver, and she said, "Don't get blood on it." And he said, "Sure, I won't do that." You know, but like something like that. The only other the things that also saved was the cow pillow, and the girl.
That's half a point right there.
That's what I was thinking. Like, how can you give this a 10 plus when there's a fucking cow pillow in the movie? You know, so yeah, so you gave it a 9. That's a fair assessment of it. So originally I was thinking between 7 and 7.5.
You when really? Watching
it. Yeah, and then I actually went down from our discussion, and I'm giving it a 6. And it's a step above like meh, you know, and everything like, and as far as like worse, you know, or whatever. But like, it's not like the stuff that we discussed does not really bother me that much. Like things like, you know, I think it's still got the art of independent filmmaking. It's just not, it's not very stinky as far as like, you know, there's a lot of mistakes and there was no night for day and things like that, where they're just like, they just don't care. You can tell they cared.
We could actually see what was going on. We
could actually see what was going on. The characters tried to be funny and sometimes they succeeded. Sometimes it was just like, okay, I kind of rolled the eyes because it was cheesy, you know. The saddest strip club kind of just made me laugh, you know, stuff like that. Like it didn't, none of it bothered me, you know. It just made me go, okay, these guys are out making a fucking movie. This one should inspire young other filmmakers like myself when I was younger, going, oh my God, I can make a movie like this. You know, like some people might go, I could do a better movie than this, you know, and maybe they try, you know, or whatever. Maybe they make a worse movie. Maybe they make a better movie. But this movie should inspire filmmaking. I hope if I buy this someday, I hope that there's commentary. I don't know if there was
just to get back to what you were saying, I can understand all of that. I think the better film for that is Splatter Farm. I think because that, if anything, had an even cheaper budget and yet it was more fun. It was more interesting.
All right. I want to look at this. So far, I haven't looked at the other ones, but I'm going to look at what the,
So that's an 18. That's
an 18. So in the stinkometer scoreboard.
That's fairly low.
In the stinkometer scoreboard. Whoops. The ladder stink. What does that rank it up with?
Let's find out. Wow. I think that's very close to Kevin Strange's movie.
Oh, Stiff Jobs. I think that was like a 15.
There's 16 or 17, I thought.
Kevin Strange's movie. Stiff Jobs is fun.
Interestingly enough, Chud the Bug got 18 and a half.
Yeah, that's about right.
It would have gotten less if Maddie was on the show. Because, and we both, me and Me and her would have tag teamed you on that one too. Let's see, Airborne, and Haggard are the two ones that this tied with.
That's about right.
Stiff Jobbed was a 15 and a half from the
Oh, okay. Wow.
Stinkometer.
So that was even lower.
Yeah, no, I knew that was lower, you know.
Also, with a Rastafarian witch doctor guy.
And oh yeah, Stiff Jobs, and then the janitor got a 15.5.
Janitor, there you
Yeah.
go.
So, but yeah, this got this tagged with Airborne and Haggard, which kind of makes sense,
Yeah,
you know.
generally when you start hitting 20 and above, that's when you start to really get some stink.
Oh God, Bigfoot Wars got a 19.
Really?
How the
Holy
fuck did that
shit.
happen?
Not by me.
That
That was
is, have you
bad. That
seen
was
that
really.
one yet?
No, I don't know if I want to. Oh,
Oh no, it's
dear.
awful, but it got a 19, which means it was pretty low on the Stinkometer score, which I
I
thought
think.
me, Jen, and you hated it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, at least in your case and probably my case, we must have given a couple extra points off because of Jackie Hall.
Yeah, probably. Plus, I think it was our first Jackie Hall movie. We didn't want to say something really cruel to our friend about our friend's
Fair
film,
enough.
but she doesn't care because
And
she'll say the
C.
same
Thomas
thing.
Howell.
See Thomas Howell, Judd Nelson. It's got a good cast, just not finished. Like it never got finished, and so you watch the movie, you're like, "The fuck did I just watch?" Like it's. You know, and even the filmmakers even talked about that. So, but this movie was finished, and it had a great ending with the fact that there could be another. You know,
One
she was
day.
pregnant with another with a Peter Rottentail
Oh,
Jr.
spoil, spoil, spoil.
This, when have we
I
not spoiled shit in our show?
know, I
If
know.
you're
There's always
listening to
spoil.
this show, you gotta understand by now that you gotta go watch it on Tubi, you know, for free. You
Peter
know,
Rotten got some tail.
he did. Good for him. You know, and I
Probably
thought she was a cutie pie. You
right on
know,
top of the cow pillow.
even your cow pillow. What about
she
that
would, he
other
would have
cow
loved that.
pillow?
He needs
Frog.
that. Paul needs a cow pillow in his life.
I have
What
one.
about
It's
the
oh, you
other
have
cow
one?
in a rug.
Yeah, well, let's just not give him a green rug or whatever.
I even have a vibrating cow pillow.
I don't
Oh,
need to know what you do on your personal
wow.
time.
It's a massage pillow. Come on, film
Oh, yeah,
person.
sure.
That's what we call it.
Hey, I just
Oh.
buy it for the articles.
That's it. Well, thank you, Maddie. This is awesome. We really love having you on the show. It's been a while, so
It has been a while.
yeah, the I realized the last episode that we had you on, I believe, was Last Vampire on Earth for Indie Film
Oh,
Cafe.
yeah, that has been a while. That was a fun show, too.
Yeah, with you,
That was.
you, us, and Jessa, you know. And I was actually listening to some of it today because I have it on my thumb drive, so it's in my car, and it just happened to pop on. I was like, all right, I'll listen to some of this, and I was laughing at our discussion, you
I
know.
like Peter Rottentail better than I liked Last Vampire on Earth.
I think everybody would say that, period.
I
And
hope
you know,
so.
I hope so
A
too, because that one was painful to watch, you know. But see, I'm surprised Red Letter Media hasn't done Peter Rottentail. Maybe they'll do it. If they're listening, I bet they'll do it next Easter.
they're waiting for our show to come out first, and then they'll be like, "Oh yeah, those guys did it. We should do it."
That's what Paul thinks. Paul thinks it's a conspiracy that they're listening to our show. And
Damn
the
right.
thing is, I will admit that sometimes I see some of their stuff and I'm like,
Oh,
what is
sure.
this movie? You know, like we gotta review this. And
Lichen Colony. They turned me on to Lichen Colony. I will fully admit that.
oh, really? That's how you found it?
Yep.
Oh,
My
wow. I did not
sister
know
told me about that movie, and I need to watch it, so.
that. Oh my God, Madeline Deering, you need to see Lichen Colony.
You will
You will
not
be
like liken it much.
that colony, trust
You
me.
will not liken it.
I have to watch it soon.
It's pretty bad.
The
But
part.
I mean, that's the beauty of independent filmmaking is like, you know, even if it's bad, you can still look at it and go, you know what? These fucking people made a fucking movie, you
Yeah,
know?
that's all that matters.
And
The
so, I
craft.
mean, That's the whole thing of our show too. Because people are always like, "Oh, you guys just, trash on the stuff with the stoichiometer," and I'm like, "We're not trashing on the film.
We have a
We're
wide variety of scores on there.
criticizing the film,
Yeah.
yes,
Yeah.
because that's what that's what you should do, because, if you go back to like thinking of what probably the first criticism was, I guarantee you cavemen were drawing things, and some key other caveman came up and goes, "That cave drawing sucks." And the other cave drawing, the guy's like, "You suck." And I got into a big fight because, that's the whole idea is like we look at art, and we can decide whether or not we like it,
Yeah, and the thing is, as far as I'm concerned, first of all, any movie is up for criticism. If you put it out in the public,
Oh, for sure.
it's fair game. Secondly, it's not like we sit there and just say, "Oh, this sucks," and that's it. We give examples and we talk about why we like or don't like a film. And even then, we still urge people to go out and find it. If trust me, if we did not really like your film, we would never mention it. It would never be
We
talked
never
about.
watched them. We There are a few that
There
we
are.
watched and we said we can't review it.
Yeah, no. It's
You
too bad.
know?
It
And
is boring.
so that's the other thing is if you're a filmmaker and you want to be reviewed for us or anybody, understand you're going to be reviewed. You know what I mean? Like,
Absolutely. But we will link your movie to wherever link it is where you get paid, because we always do that to make sure that the artists get paid, and because that's what it's all about. And we are always ready to support independent cinema. But we're gonna keep our integrity. We're going to say if we like a movie or if we're not gonna like a movie, and we're gonna give you examples why. That's
and
okay.
I mean, look, everybody's free game. So, I mean, especially if you put it on Tubi, get ready because we're
Oh,
not the
God,
only one
yeah.
who's criticizing you.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of people criticizing worse.
Yeah.
Besides, in making this stuff, I mean, come on, you gotta have a thick skin if you're gonna last more than 10 minutes.
And like you said, I think Mark Polonia just laughs his way to the bank because
For sure.
he's making money off this shit, like he doesn't give a crap as long. And you know what? I always say all publicity is good
Very
publicity in
true.
this business, unless you like kill somebody and it gets on the news. Then I'm pretty sure that's bad publicity. But you know what I mean? But like if you make a movie,
You gotta
and
do the
somebody's
Ed Wood
talking about
thing.
it, you're doing good.
You gotta do the Ed Wood thing. Worst movie I ever say? Well, my next one will be better.
Yes.
Exactly. You gotta think, and I guarantee you, Mark has hit and Mark has misses.
Oh,
There
yeah,
are
like
some
him.
that I'm not a fan of, but most of the time, I just love the spirit of what he does. I think we've reviewed one or two that were just like, and it kind of sucks to be able to say it's not a very good movie,
You
but.
know, there's a lot of them out there, so we will most likely run into a few more. Splatter Beach is on my list. Splatter Farm is on my list. There are a few Polonia Brother movies that are on my list. I
Razor
just
Teeth is on your list. I
Razor
mean,
Teeth. We just haven't gotten to them yet because my list is so flapping huge.
right.
There's
And
so
plus, we
many
don't want to
Polonia.
keep doing him every
Right,
season all
exactly.
the time because, like, what's the fun of that? So, I love doing Brett Kelly. You love doing Mark Polonia. So, well, we both did Mark Polonia, and stuff. So, there you go.
Neil Breen, I mean, great Dennis
You do Neil.
Spector,
I Chris Seaver, yeah, just
Receiver.
yeah, we love all those guys, Kevin Strange, all of them. So keep making movies, guys. I love it. Kevin Strange always says just preview whatever, like he
He
loves
gets
that
it.
shit.
Yeah,
Kevin is
yeah.
awesome.
So, Madeline, what have you got? What are you working on these days? What do you got coming out?
Oh, finishing up Bathtub Shark Attack. We got like 2 days left to shooting in February and hoping to have it out. Well, it'll be out by the summer, but I'm hoping to have it done by the end of March or
So is
April.
that in the same vein as Toilet Gator with Conrad Brooks?
I've never seen Toilet Gator, but I
Oh my
know
goodness, you've
him.
got
And
to
now
see
she's like, I want to.
Hell yeah, you got to see that.
I came across it on IMDb one time, and I don't think I saw where you could watch it, but I have to find it.
Did you find in your sketchy Russian porn site or
I
something?
did, and if you want it, I will send you it, or I'll put it up on Facebook, or I'll put it up somewhere, and I'll send you the link.
Please, I'd love to see
Yeah,
that.
it's on my list, trust me.
Oh,
But
Lord.
I'm sure that's a similar vein, so I'm very excited for people to see, Bathtub Shark Attack, and it's in the same, kind of class as Spirit Animal, so yeah, I'm
Oh, it looks
excited.
like it's available on YouTube.
Is it? Oh, then I'm gonna have to watch
It's
it.
like 1 hour and 1 minute. I don't know if
Yeah,
that's the full movie.
it's short, and thankfully
Yeah,
so.
so the full movie is on
Yeah.
YouTube. So just look up Toilet Gator. You can find
I'm
it.
glad you told me about that then,
I'm glad
because
everybody can go see it now. Yeah,
I
see, this is
get the
what we do.
impression as soon as she signs off, she's going right to Toilet Gator.
I
I think she's going to bed after this. This is
am
late
going
at
to
night for her. And
bed.
I think you are too, Paul.
Toilet
Gator
Gator
tomorrow.
man. I'm still plotting Shark Bunny here. We got to figure this one out.
Yeah.
So you got your shark movie come in and everything. You still selling copies of Spirit Animal.
I do.
Are you
And
thinking
I
about
need to
putting
get
that up
the.
on Tubi?
I'd like to. I've been talking to a distributor. I'm just trying to work out all that. The
Oh,
fun
okay.
little details. Things, whatever, soon. I gotta try to put it up on Tubi. I might just do that in the meantime. I want people to be able to watch it and get it more out there,
Yeah, definitely. Tubi's been one of the coolest things. Like,
Tubi's awesome. So much good indie stuff, so much bad indie stuff.
so much
But
bad. Oh, have you gone down the road of BC-14 yet?
oh God.
There's the Bigfoot versus Krampus and Bigfoot
Bigfoot
versus
versus Megalodon.
Megalodon.
We reviewed Bigfoot versus Megalodon on
We
Shitty
did
Shark.
too.
Yeah, we did too.
That movie.
See? That's a movie we could have had her on, and you would
Yeah.
have, agreed with or whatever.
Uh-oh.
It was not even a movie, really. Did we lose you, Maddie?
Don't know. Can you hear me?
We can hear you,
I'm
but cut
back.
there.
Sorry about that. I pressed the wrong button. Yeah, I mean it's one of my co-hosts on Shitty Shark Show really loved it, and the rest of us were like, what is wrong with
I
you?
can't
Yeah.
imagine.
Keith Monahan, who plays Timmy, if that in Spirit Animal, if that tells you anything. He's goofy.
Yeah.
I hated it, and I have no interest in watching
All of those BC-14 movies are like that. They're all
that.
horrible.
Yeah.
His animated like Bigfoot, whatever, because all they are just like a bunch of collaborations of like a video game,
Yeah.
stock footage or whatever. But this but the his actual live action movies are a lot better, but they're
Are they?
still pretty bad. Like, but they're bad in more fun way. Like they're actually more enjoyable. Like Werewolf Rising is more fun,
I have that.
Yeah, it's fun. I watched it for 31 days last season, and it was good. It was fun. It wasn't good, but it was fun.
I don't know whether this is a fever dream that I had after eating too much breakfast cereal at night, but I thought there was a movie or a TV show or a cartoon or a character out there where it was a guy running around with two sharks as arms and the sharks would like bite people. Is that something that just popped in my head out of nowhere? And if so, somebody's got to make shark arms into a movie.
Shark arm. I don't like
What a
Maddie
great
would be the person who might
superhero.
know.
What a great
Familiar. Kind of feel like I know.
superhero that would be.
Yeah,
Shark arms.
it
Sharks for
Shark
arms.
arms. Rom, 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 rom.
There is something called sharkarms.com,
Really?
but it's a gun.
Oh God,
Uh-oh.
no.
No, yeah, Shark Arms custom guns. All right. Arm shark. That's yeah, no.
Shark arms
Oh,
versus Squid Man.
this is weird. I don't know if you guys can see that, but it's like a bear with sharks for arms.
Maybe
Now
that's
that
what I saw.
it's like a crazy bear that like grizzly bear that's like yeah, and has like a hammerhead on one like another shark on another.
Okay.
It's
That needs
ridiculous.
to be a movie.
Yeah, well, Cocaine Bear can
Oh,
be
I
a
can't wait
movie.
for Coke
right.
Bear.
I'm not really that excited because I saw the preview of it and it didn't look as great as like the title makes
Well,
it. And
that
then
looks.
also, I don't like Elizabeth Banks as a director. I just find her boring.
The other thing that bugs me is that it's the movie clearly has nothing to do with actually what happened, where, some poor bear found the damn drugs, ate it, and then died. Didn't just,
Right. Well, because that would not be a good movie.
No, the poor animal got poisoned. That's not funny.
Yeah. So they made it into like a crazy ass movie where the cocaine bear started killing people. Like, sounds more fun. Sounds more sci-fi like, you know. Like, why didn't the asylum do Cocaine Bear? You know,
I
I
can't
bet
believe
they'll.
the theaters. I
I
can't
bet
believe a
they're
movie like
working on
that.
their mockbuster of it though, and
Oh,
doing
yeah.
like Beth Bear. You know. All
Bath
right.
salt bear.
What?
Bath salt bear.
Bath salt bear. That's it. You do have
That's
to
it. There's the call the asylum. They'll make
make.
that. They'll make that in three weeks and ship it out and get it
Oh
ready.
yeah.
You know, that's what they do. Anyway, well, thank you, Maddie, for this. This has been fun. Happy Easter, everybody. This is
Happy Easter.
a movie that we are so glad we're able to bring to you on Easter, you know, Sunday and everything. I have no idea what we'll be doing for Easter because it's not anywhere close to now. You
That's all
know,
right.
but we'll figure it out. But until then, I just want to say thank you guys and check us out on indiefilmcafe.reviews, sickflickproductions.com, indiefilmcafe.podbean.com. And if you can throw us a buck, you can hear a Patreon only podcast. You know, we'll have to get Madeline on one of those at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a Patreon only podcast where for $1 you can listen to us talk about something else, and then for more money you can actually request stuff or you know get other things. So just for $1, so you know, just tune in for that. Until then, everybody, I guess have a happy Easter for
Yep,
everybody.
we will see you on the flippity floppity.
Flippity flop side. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.